right, and welcome to episode, what is this, KK3?
Episode 3, I believe.
No, it says episode 4, because you were number 1.
Manhurst
2, Gano 3. But this is 4, and I think what they usually say is fourth time's the charm, right? Because this is when we decided we were going to do this podcast. This was really a guest I wanted to try and get. I didn't know if we were going to get him, but you're good at booking guys.
It's all about the perfect timing, and I know with time, strength, and with with the timing, man, it's hard to get this man to here. So I just knew the perfect timing was today. No further ado, Star Latulale.
How you doing, Star?
I'm good, man. I'm tripping, though. You had Manhurst and Gano in here before me.
Well, that's because we had to kind of get rid of the kinks, right?
Kinks. We had to.
You saw how smoothly we started this podcast.
Yeah, to get the jitterbugs out.
Yeah.
And I feel that I couldn't do it with you as the first guest.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just like when the new iPhones come out.
But what time did they start? They started on time.
Oh, okay. All right, so here's a little background. I came in about, 10 minutes late already? So, because a lot of people see Star as the quiet guy. But Star's now already talking smack about me because I was late.
But Bill, you was late.
That's fair.
I think that might be a fine.
Has Star been mad at you?
I feel like
he's a little mad at me right now.
Well, I mean, Star jokes around a lot, but mad, nah. But joking... jokingly mad, probably.
Does KK get under your skin, Star?
I think he's pretty mad at you, though.
I know, that's fair.
What is that?
Does he get mad at you ever?
KK?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure he's been frustrated with me sometimes because I just talk. Nobody knows this, but I talk his ear off.
Do you really?
Yeah, I talk his ear off.
No. Wait. What gets me is, like, Star say something, then people expect that I said it. But it was really Star, and I'm just the one getting blamed for it.
Did you guys read? There was an article years ago when you first got here, I think. Was that like an auto race?
Oh.
And I think it was.
Oh, yeah. They thought I was
interviewed.
There.
Yeah, you were interviewed, but it was KK.
Yeah, I didn't go.
Oh, yeah. Star was two people in our rookie year.
How does that happen?
Star was him, and Star
how does, was me. How does that?
We look alike.
Right. Is that right?
Yeah, we look
alike. That's back then when I hit my fade, too. Now I grew out my hair to differentiate both of us.
Have you had, because Star has, I think, arguably the best beard on the team.
Not arguably.
Have you had a favorite Star beard or haircut?
The last one was.
Had a little flow.
He had some
hang time.
He had some swag with it. Star's not that guy about, swagging here, swagging there. And we went to the barbershop together, right? Told my barber, you make his edges crispy and his sideburns fade him a little bit. Star really don't notice, and this is Star just not finding this out. So our barber just, touched him up on the edges a little bit, and everybody came back to the locker. He came back to the locker room yesterday the day after, and was like, everybody was like, what? Who cut that? And I thought mine was pretty nice. No one said nothing about mine, so my barber got him, the barber got him right.
Do you remember that?
Nah. Like you said, I didn't know. So I remember countless haircuts going in there with KK, but.
What's your first memory of Star?
The first memory is when we was at the combine. We both didn't participate. We both was injured, and we both was on the sideline just pretty much spectating all the guys who was participating in the combine. I mean, and we were just talking, and then next thing Star calls me the day I get drafted, and it just locked on from there.
And yours a him, Star? Same thing, combine?
Yeah, that was the first time we met. Was at the combine. I forgot if we was a dude from Notre Dame. Lewis Moore.
Yeah.
Cap. So we were walking, and a bunch of fans were rushing us, and me and Cap took off on KK. There was just the three of us. We took off on KK, locked the door, and KK got stuck back there with all the fans. So that was how I remembered.
With that, Cathead was coming off an ACL. And he running
just to get out of the autographs. Man, so did Star really talk your ear off?
Nah,
but what's he talk
but
about?
But then? He talks. He talks more than you know.
Than people think.
Than people
so
think,
what
yeah.
does he? What does he talk about?
It's just whatever. we talk about everything, man. Like you know, from what's going on at home, or you know, or even just joking of you know what we watched on TV, probably games and stuff like that. But I mean, it's never a day where we just come and not have a conversation.
Have you been able to get him to hang out with you off the field? Because I think that's like the white.
You've been
in
the house
right?
a couple times.
He has.
You've been in the house a couple times.
Okay.
Yeah, but anything other than that, no.
What's your normal? I know you because you were really great. I think you were on Jordan Gross's podcast a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I think you described what your normal day like is like when you leave here. And it's just, you just go home, right?
Yeah, I just go home, kick it with my wife and my kids.
How old are they now?
Eight, seven, six, three, and almost one.
Five. We got five.
No, four.
No, but I'm saying
I messed up on the first
one. Oh, okay. Yeah. So you've got four, but still four. So you've got four.
I messed up on the first one.
Sorry, I was like making you Antonio Cromartie all of a sudden. No, you couldn't.
No, nah, not even close.
Yeah, yeah. So you've got four. So you've got one.
I got one.
So could you imagine doing four?
No.
What's it like, Star?
With four kids?
Yeah.
It's great, man. I don't really know anything else. I've always had kids. I mean, since I got out of high school, that was when I had my oldest. So, I mean, it's great. I love it.
So, is there kids a question that you, because now since he's on a microphone, is there a question you've always wanted to ask him that now you can? Now
we need to talk about this scale we were doing in the weight room.
Okay.
That's what we need to talk about. So, we're going to put it out there. Love can hear this.
You need me to ask this question?
Yeah.
Okay. So in the defensive line room, we had it was me. Well, first off, in the weight room right today, it was me, Star, and Vernon, and Deshaun. And I don't know who came up with the question, but the question was, if you can rate these, if you can rate these guys from the most ugly to the least ugly in our room. And they only had a couple of names. It was
we're not saying who brought up the names.
Yeah, the names just automatically came out. It was Vernon, Deshaun, Brian Cox, and Charles Johnson.
I mean, why does everyone give Charles such a hard time?
What did you say, Lo? Lo said Chuck's the boy.
Oh man! Shout out to Kyle Love in the background. Shout out to Kyle Love in the background that just gave that answer.
Love not the first one to say that too.
But yeah, that was the the question. That was the question of the day, of who was the
and what did you guys answer?
No one ever came up with the answer.
But everyone, even Charles, has even posted before about how ugly he is.
We got
you guys are
one,
so into his
bro,
head.
We don't have two, three, and four. we have decided on two, three, and four. So.
Who you think, Bill?
I'm just saying what Charles has said.
I know, but what's your answer?
I'm not qualified. I'm not qualified.
Kyle Love, since you're in the background, no one knows you're on the radio or on the host.
Top three, Charles.
Charles,
Vern,
and Day Day.
In that order.
So Cox must be number
four. Kyle Love, ladies and gentlemen.
Cox must be number four. What about on the team, though? We're talking team, not just in our room.
Fine. You got to answer who the. Nah?
Who's number one? Is Chuck still number one?
Devin's over there nodding his head.
Done with y'all, bro.
Why is it so easy? See, everyone picks on Captain. It's obvious why everyone picks on Captain. But why does everyone pick on Charles?
Talking about short cap or tall cap?
Short cap.
They're both short.
Shorter cap?
Short cap. Why does everybody pick on Chuck?
Yeah.
I think because Chuck, man, he has that personality where he doesn't get
Chuck's
mad.
Chuck's a great guy.
Yeah, he don't get
and
mad.
And he'll give it back.
Yeah, yeah, he'll give it back. He's a great guy. He talks about
me all the time.
Who's the guy on this team, and I think most would assume Peppers, but who's the guy on the team that you would least want to mess around with?
I joke with Pep all day.
Yeah, we joke with Pep a lot. Probably Amini.
Or Norwell.
Amini or Norwell.
Okay.
They're both two quiet guys who got some edge to them.
You know, they're deadly.
Is Norwell, because you guys go up against him, is Norwell as intense as practice as most would assume?
Huh?
Is Norwell as intense? Oh, this is too much of a football question. It's a football question. It's a bad one. I was asking if Norwell is as intense in practice as.
You get a 30-second timeout for that.
Yeah, that's true. So now who says more? Star or Vernon?
Vernon.
Vernon talks more than Star?
He talks endlessly.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
you on the mic, bro?
Are we trying to tell
him? He almost got on the mic.
I don't know why he got goals in his mouth. That's my guy, though, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, much.
So we've got a room here with
DTs,
me, DT's Star,
yeah,
K1, I have a mic. Here you go. Yeah, Kyle, you want the mic real quick? Cause all right.
Anyways, man.
Kyle has that look at practice where he'll show off that belly.
Kyle's proud of it, man. Proud of it don't slow him down none, so he's proud of it.
You see, he got the whole Atlanta on his tummy. You never knew that, did you?
Usually people put the city on the back.
He got the whole Atlanta on his stomach, man. Shout out to the A.
Star, so what do you make of the Charlotte, or the North Carolina, the Carolinas, or the area around here? I know a lot of people like raising their kids around here.
Yeah, it's cool. I mean, it's quiet. It's not like real. It's not a real busy city. No, it's not a New York. It's not a California. People are great when I see them. Around, people are nice. Kids like where they're going to school. They make friends easily. So it's good.
When you're done working, you gonna go back to Utah?
Definitely. Utah's always gonna be home.
I gotta come visit, man.
Yeah.
Tell us, have you ever been to Utah?
Nope.
I haven't been to Utah.
He's saying he's gonna come visit for 5 years now.
So what should we know about Utah that a lot of people don't know?
It's not as boring as people think. Like, everybody thinks, like, Utah, what is there to do? Funch says that all the time. There ain't nothing to do in Utah. You know, there's a lot of stuff to do. But you just got to be right around the right people.
Okay.
I mean, it's a beautiful place. Mountains, wake up in the morning, the sunrise, over the mountains, sunsets behind the mountains. So it's a beautiful place. People are great. It's just been home, so.
I guess with that, though, people would be like, I can go to Vegas or I can go to Utah.
Yeah, go to Vegas.
No, not after what happened a couple of days ago.
So you want to live in the mountains? Or where do you want to live?
No, I live in the city. I live in Salt Lake, a little bit right, like 10, 15 minutes out of Salt Lake City. So it's a little nice neighborhood, same neighborhood as my parents. So,
what should we know about Star that we don't know, KK?
That's a good question. We got to ask Star that. Star's a gamer. Star loves playing video games.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you play?
Everything.
What are you good at? Everything.
Everything.
Mm-hmm. Star's that guy, though. Like if he get 2K, I hit him. Be like, yo, like, how you get this? How you unlock this? Pretty much, I bought it. He was that guy.
Oh, I spend money on games. Believe that.
Speaking of.
Uh-oh. Hey, what's up, Chuck?
What's up, Charles? Charles just
walked
in the building.
You want some award today? You want an award?
Yeah.
What's the award? K-Love was the voter.
What was it, Love? He said they.
So the question was the other day, somebody came up with in a when we was working out was, Vern, you, Deshaun, and Brendan Cox, Brian Cox, was the top ugliest in the room.
Oh my god! Wow! Hold up, this is live right here. This is the.
It's not live. It's a podcast.
Oh, okay. Because I'm about to go in.
But then the guys in the weight room couldn't come up with an order, and just about 5 minutes ago,
where is K-Love in this top 10?
He said he.
Oh,
he gave you number one.
He said, you have Jerry.
He gave you number one.
Really?
Yeah.
Have y'all ever seen a big body Tahoe? Like a 1993?
Oh, we told you, man. That's why.
Let's rank that among.
But big body Tahoes don't go out of style, though.
I mean, I'm just saying the size. Have you ever seen, the build of?
So it's like, it's like parking a Tahoe in a compact spot. Right.
You ain't gonna involve Mario in here, looking like one of the animals from Planet of the Apes over here.
Come on, Mario.
Just totally left, ain't it?
So when I get him, y'all, crazy. That's why. You already got him.
We've gone off the rails, KK. We've gone off the rails.
Yeah.
Woo. That's good stuff, though. The good thing is that he got to come in and defend himself.
He did.
Right.
That's what happens.
And you see that? He didn't get mad about it at all.
No, like, that's why it's easy.
That's why it's easy talking to Chuck.
Well, my man,
he's a good dude.
My man said a big body Tahoe.
Now Mario's. Yeah. I kind of don't fit in this room, do I?
Why?
Is it my size? Probably my size.
Nah.
It's funny. Sometimes when I get off the bus at some of these games, people are like, hey, good luck today. It's like, what am I?
You could be a specialist. You could be with Graham and JJ.
You got the traps.
Polarity.
Hey, I need $100. Y'all gonna put me on podcast.
Charles wants to get paid now. Hey, listen.
I need a contract.
You got to go through our agents first.
Ooh.
I
said, can't get a bill.
Send me the invoice.
You're going to send it back.
It's going to be white out on it.
Yeah, why wasn't Mario included in that?
Oh. Are you saying so?
Well, that's because Charles mentioned it, so I'm just bringing Charles' question. And because Mario was. How about Little Captain?
Oh, yes.
I'm done.
Who did you want in there? KB?
What do you say?
He said KB.
He's saying KB should be in it. See, now he's just looking down.
That's funny, man.
What's his name? Koba? Koba should be in there.
Koba. Why are you calling
Alex.
Koba?
Alex Armour.
You guys used to do those, Ugly Wednesday? Oh. Alex Armour.
Goba, 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 Goba.
That's funny, yo. Hey, but no, that's.
Yeah, I know. So, Charles is just looking down the locker, making fun of everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's KK's podcast.
KK's podcast.
Not yet.
I don't even know where we were at, do you?
Concluding,
all right. Yeah, let's wrap it up. So now we got a transition start to KK usually has a nice little saying to say at the end of every, some inspirational saying or something.
Something that motivates you to keep going.
Got anything?
No like real sayings, but I always live my life by everything in life happens for a reason. I let everything go. Everything that happens in my life happens for a reason, so I don't hold nothing back. That's it.
I can dig it.
Good way to end it.
Yeah.
And at least you weren't in the context of it.
Appreciate you being on, man.
Thanks, Doc.
That's my dog. All
right. Yep.
See you guys later.